Tom, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
We've talked about a couple of interesting stories involving China. And as you and I talk, China is just a big player in the global community, obviously. And I wouldn't say they're a partner yet, but you always stress that we need to have a partnership with them, or at least partnerships in so many areas when it comes to business and education and whatnot. A couple areas I've talked about this morning is Congress is taking aim at Chinese currency. It's been thought, Tom, as you know, that many feel that rules and regulations that China has put on its currency, devaluing it, is an unfair advantage when it comes to imports and exports regarding the United States with that country. And I want to get your take on that. The Senate is going to pass this bill, but many in Congress and the Obama's administration believe that it's better to use diplomacy rather than law when dealing with delicate items like this. What do you think?
Well, I think that China doesn't respect a chump, so we need to stand up for ourselves and lay out what we think is right and fair. But we need to be thoughtful in how we do it. We need to reflect that we do not need a trade war at this time that would only, quite honestly, hurt both countries. So while we should flex our muscle, we should also use our mind in how we resolve these issues.
All right. So if we're going to do this, if we're going to make it more fair for the U.S. when it comes to imports and exports, should we do it via law? Because it appears that negotiations haven't worked in the last 4 to 6 years.
Well, I think that hopefully when you show people death, they'll accept serious injury. So I think that having Congress pick up this issue and threaten that they are going to lay down some laws and some changes, it may get the Chinese to negotiate in a better manner. But again, I just think that we have to be very careful. You know, there was a time when America could thump its chest and demand that China and other people around the world jump. But when you are borrowing $1.3 trillion from the Chinese, and the economies between the U.S. and China, in fact, the global economy, are tangled like a bowl of noodles, you have to be very careful on how you handle these issues.
And we were talking also about how the United States Navy is getting smaller and they're considering lengthening deployments in order to save money. And I brought up the fact, something else we've talked about, that China is spending a lot of money to make their armed forces bigger, faster, stronger, more technically advanced. And they're especially doing that with their Navy. And do you think that we need to be doing the same with our military?
And it's interesting, Ray, I've written a fairly lengthy article. It was in the Oakland Press about this issue. I think we have to be very cautious. You know, if you reflect back on what happened to Russia and or the USSR, it's something that could happen to us. We basically made them spend the money they didn't have in order to keep up with the arms race. As you take a look at our economy, and certainly the military-industrial complex doesn't want to see any cuts in military spending as we go forward, and we have this deficit here with the threat of China there. They may be making us spend more on military and less on domestic spending, and it could bankrupt our country going forward, as the congressional panel, two of which here out of the 12 are from Michigan, are trying to figure out how we deal with the U.S. deficit. We have to be thoughtful. Obviously, our first priority as a country is protecting the citizens, but we also have to understand that you know, we can't be everything to everybody and the policeman to the world.
Tom, you recently wrote a piece in the Oakland Press titled Leadership Matters, Governor Snyder Goes to China. Jennifer Granholm has been back in the news as she and her husband have written a book. Do you think Governor Granholm made a mistake by not visiting China during her tenure as governor for the state?
Absolutely. And I think the proof's in the pudding on that. China is the fastest growing economy in the world. Has, not according to me, but according to the Asia Society, $2 trillion and has been looking to invest around the world. Governor Snyder was wise to begin the process to develop the relationship to assure that a portion of that $2 trillion is invested here in Michigan to put people in Michigan back to work. That makes sense. It makes sense to reach out to all countries. We're living in a global economy where ideas and jobs can and do move around the world effortlessly. We need to be part of that world or we're going to be left behind.
Tom Watkins is a former state superintendent for education, also a business and education consultant. Thanks so much, Tom.
Good to be with you, Tony.